Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture reference as they are given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you're also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. This is tape number 30. The New Testament Church, its organization. The organization of the New Testament Church is exquisitely simple, yet is both strong and durable. The Church has been baptized in blood, tested against sword, and refined by fire. Yet while civilizations and kingdoms have flourished and then vanished, the Church endures. Truly, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16, verse 18. The head of the church described in the New Testament is Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, Colossians 1, verse 18. He became the head of his church after his resurrection from the dead, Ephesians 1, verses 20 through 23. Because Christ will endure forever, since death hath no more dominion over him, the head of the church cannot die out of office. See Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. Jesus has never surrendered nor relinquished his headship. The church of the New Testament is a spiritual body. It is not of this world, and as such has no earthly head. When the church began, not long after Jesus' ascension, the apostles directed earthly worship and teaching. These men were specifically chosen by Jesus and were divinely endowed to perform particular duties. Christ sent them the Holy Spirit to guide their teaching. Powers to perform great wonders and signs were given to the apostles so that they could prove the teaching or will they presented was from God. Some of these gifts were the ability to speak in other tongues, to perform miracles, and to withstand the accusations of their enemies while confounding them with evidence. Study Mark the 13th chapter, verses 10 and 11. And Mark the 16th chapter, verses 18 through 20. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. The apostles were, one, to bear witness to Christ's resurrection. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And Acts chapter 2, verse 32. Two, to make Christ's will known to man. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. This was done when they gave us the gospel through the New Testament epistles. And number three, to sit in judgment over God's people. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. This they are now doing through the gospel. The work of the apostles was such that they could have no successors in office. The work they perform admits of no revision. None can ever add to or take from what they did and wrote. Study carefully Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, and Jude 3, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. The apostles organized the church such that each local independent congregation has a plurality of elders. Acts chapter 14, verse 23, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1. These same elders are likewise the bishops, or the overseers of the church. Acts chapter 20, verse 17 through 28. Their duties are to oversee the particular local congregation and it alone, and to serve as pastors or shepherds to the flock. Both Paul and Peter was also an elder, agree in their respective writings about the duties of the elders. Study Acts chapter 20, verses 8, 28 and 29, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. Deacons were chosen to perform special duties that were assigned to them by the elders. The word deacon always carries the idea of the word servant. Thus, deacons whose qualifications are described in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13, are the servants of the church today. In a general sense, all of the children of God in the world are servants. Deacons, however, are assigned particular tasks and are men of especially high qualification. The early church had in it evangelists whose duties was primarily to preach the Word, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. Thus the church today also has its evangelists. An evangelist might serve also as a deacon, or as an elder, or as a teacher. But the word evangelist carries with it the idea of a bearer of good news. Thus, preaching is the primary duty of an evangelist. There is sometimes today a tendency to confuse the evangelist or preacher with the elder or pastor. This tendency is, however, not supported by Scripture. The early church had no other offices than these: elder, deacon, and evangelist. This organization was acceptable and ordained by God through inspiration in the first century. Thus, it is acceptable and sufficient today. Thank you for calling Bible Call. This is the end of this message.